Okay, now, Ben, I think you can start.
Hi, Ann. I've been doing a lot of cold exposure, and I'm curious as to what the effects of the cold is doing to my mitochondria with the RNA drops and the restructure combined.
Are you doing the OA movements?
What are those?
That's a TV show called OA. It's very popular right now. Just Google OA physical movements. You can see the gestures done in the show.
Okay.
And up until
is
then,
there...
up until then, cold has nothing to do with it.
Wow, okay. So the cold has no effect on the mitochondria production in brown fat tissue?
Not yet.
Is that because of the RNA drops?
No.
Okay. I'm also very interested in learning more about the different movement practices I've been doing. Do you think that FRC is something of importance?
Okay, let's try this again. We suggest the OA movements.
Okay. Also, I'm traveling to LA soon. Is there any recommendations while I'm there that I should do?
What would you like to do?
I'm trying to figure out more about some financial support while I'm out there.
Support as a buttress? Or support as you don't have any? Or support meaning you're trying to substantiate what you're trying to sell? Describe support sanctuaries.
Those are good questions.
Well, and they're qualified because that would affect our answer, obviously.
Right. Okay, so I'm looking at these movements, and I'm supposed to practice these in the cold?
Or you can do your cold and add those in the cold or not. That'll affect your cellular reproduction or the ripping or stopping of the information received by your cells at the cellular level.
What does that have to do with the mitochondria?
It tells the cell when to cut off and make a new replication.
What does the telomere?
It will, but wait. You're just trying to let your cell develop before it cuts off and makes a new one. Using the OA movement and the cold therapy, you slow yourself down to allow the more complete session to occur. Ask Bert. Bert will help you with it. He's a good guy.
So Bert has an understanding of cold exposure?
He has an understanding of ascension.
And that application for the chemical body? I'm just trying to make sense of this.
What ascend?
Does Bart practice the OA movements?
He does. He's a bold brummer, though. He's busy typing. He's doing the tip-tapping, yes.
Okay.
And he's very studious. We've done a whole afternoon. If you scroll down, take your goober snatcher. This is something for everybody. Take your goober snatcher and run it down, run it down, run it down, run it down, run it down. We've been fucking all afternoon, y'all.
Yeah, that's Bart, B-A-R-T, Ben, not Bert, B-E-R-T. Bert, Ion analyzes the physical changes that Bert's going through with our products. That's been done for months. And now Bart is on there during the week. Ion is always available, it seems, during the week on the chat line here at Achieve Radio. So he's been doing stuff.
And then it goes along, and then it falls. And everybody, we don't mind. We're an equal opportunity fucker. We don't mind. It's okay with us. It's fun. But the whole point is that's the prognostication of your cellular revenge. You are separating yourself from your power. Okay, so that you are trying to empirically prove that you're a little man, or you're trying to empirically prove that you're a god. And if you want to use the angel movements and cold therapy to shock yourself into that capitulated position, that's certainly all right. And if it gets your cells to a point where they can move to a level where they can retain the god cell, that's what GQ used to call it. It's not exactly right, but it's pretty words. Then all of a sudden you'll start to note that difference because you are engaging the product. Unlike some of the hypocrites listening, they are actually engaging properly the way you're supposed to. So therefore your body has already begun to change. That's why you're starting to notice this at this level, and they're starting to look for excuses. We don't mind the words that allow you to prove. We don't like to prove. We say ascend. Fuck proving, ascend, but that's a sidebar. If you're using the quantitative stasis position of taking your cells and doing a scratch slide of it before and after those movements, you'll be able to see a difference at those cells in the cells at the cellular level. What about that, though?
I like that. I want to know more about how far along the line I am, seeming as though I've been taking the products for, I think, almost 8 years now, or seven, one of the two.
Yeah, we're not real good with time since there's not any. So, but you're doing really good. Okay, look at your hand.
It'd be six years, Ben. It's 2011, so six years.
We don't know. He don't know.
I know.
We're with him.
I know.
Look at your hand. Look at your hand.
Yeah, I want to know what I'm looking at. It.
Stop.
I'm facing up.
Yeah, what do you see?
My hand.
Are there lines in your hand?
Yes.
What's the shape that those lines conform to?
A triangle.
Do you see an M in the palm of your hand?
Which hand?
Both of them.
No, I don't.
Okay. Look a little farther. Look a little closer. Now, watch. When you're doing your cold therapy and you're trying to change your cellular level, when you look down and you see an M in the palm of your hand, that's when you know your cold therapy is proving your ascension theory.
Do I need the cold to also confirm the theory? Or
Hell no. That's your
bullshit.
Well,
I'm not looking for the cold to figure that out. I'm just enjoying the pleasure.
Then ask your questions regarding it. Your position was including cold therapy affecting the myocardial effectiveness of RNA receptors in the cells. That was your question.
Mitochondrial ion?
Which one did we say this time?
Myocardial.
We like that one, too. That has to do with the pericardium. Yeah. So
okay,
we like ours, probably. It's probably a bend. Because if
but
we can
Ben's
take his
talking
heart
about,
out,
Ben's talking about mitochondria. So we don't
we
want to
are
confuse.
Too. We are, too. It's okay. It's a white-knuckle flight. But yeah.
Well, ion, would similar effects that Ben's trying to reach occur with interval fasting, where you fast overnight and then up to 16 hours, where that sort of shakes everything into position? Like cold is a shock state, fasting is a shock state.
We wouldn't mind it, except all of them are from the little man's position. And
yeah,
we don't mind using that. We'd say get in an ice bath if that does it for you. We'd say get out of an ice bath and go jump in a nice spa, you know, a nice dry sauna, you know, and sweat it out, and then go back and jump into the ice bath. All those things are the little man's perspective trying to prove the persona. And that's what we're saying. What you're talking about, he's talking about the cells at the cellular level. Well, if you're going to do that, you better do the OA movements. Now, you can do that with cold. That'll move you. You'll find you'll become completely desensitized to cold at all. He's enjoying cold therapy, which means he's already begun the ascent. His thalamus has changed, Carolyn, and that's what he's trying to argue, but he hasn't sense enough to ask that question. And he is doing very well, but yet the telltale signs of the palm of his hand, he apparently cannot see as of yet. That doesn't mean it isn't there. He just doesn't quite see.
Yeah, it's probably there, Ben. Like, I didn't see mine.
I,
and then
I can make an M with my hands. I can make an M.
Yeah, you squish it up. Squish up your palm a bit.
What does that mean? What does that mean? Other than I've arrived somewhere?
Your cells are changing.
Okay,
that occurs when the derma
in my body.
Oh, Lord, suffering cat. You've been doing this so long. Look again. Your skin has changed. Your toenails are perfect. Do you see your toenails? Do you remember how fucked up your toenails? Do you remember how fucked up your toenails used to be?
No. They don't seem to ever have been fucked up.
Yeah, they were rancid. Bob would gag. He would gag. He would just, it would be terrible. They are perfect now. Your cuticles, look at your cuticles. Well, say what you want to say.
I've always had nice cuticles. Fingernails and toenails.
Computer stuff.
I always go in the salt water. Isn't the salt water supposed to be good for my skin?
Well, ask Dr. Dean. She's the salt queen.
Okay.
You require salt, and that's new. Used to remember salt would kill you. Now all of a sudden you got to have salt to live. It's an amazing conundrum. And not
let me ask, with the OA, how is there a number of minutes a day that people should do these crazy exercises or could do?
Let's don't call them exercises. Let's call them movements. And let's say, why don't we say, let's be easy. How about 4 minutes a day? Can you do the 5 movements in 4 minutes?
I don't know. Bert will have to tell us.
I feel like
that's
not
going
to be enough.
No. Bert's committed. No, Bert's committed. Bert's committed. He does it a lot more than that. He's trying to perfect them. But it's not about even perfecting them. It's about allowing them to be the shift. And the shifting point is, do you not see the difference between a little man, an angel, and a god? Now, if you can embrace that, people say that angels are more powerful than man, little men. Okay? So if the OA is a movement that they can do that you equals you or parallels you to the angel, that would be very significant, would it not?
Yeah, but what pairs me to the God movements?
Once you get there, you'll find that easily. What you've already
I don't really want to get paired up with the angel movements. I want to get paired up with the God movements.
Well, then skip it, and that'll solve you. That'll answer your question.
Okay. So let's get to the God movements, and then I'll know with the God movements, right?
Well, we would like to say, if you've been listening to us for seconds, you already heard it. Matter of fact, you're already doing it. But we understand the scientist's mind of trying to question questions. We get that. We live with Bob. We understand that. That's not a problem. But we don't want to use it to dissuade or confuse the obvious. You don't have to know a thing to do what you're doing. You're doing it. But yet, suddenly, the labyrinth of your mind is trying to unmitigatedly argue the composition of proving the point that it's provable. So you're like, well, I'm my God, so how am I different from a little man? Well, we'd say you're already created in the image of God. That's cool. Too cool for school. Now, start raising people from the dead, goddammit. That'll solve it for you. You won't be much questioned then, you see. And then what happens is all of a sudden you go, oh, wait, I can will things and they occur. Wait a minute, I can think of things and they show up. Wait a minute, we can just say something to Bob and Scott got his suit, comes right here and says, hey, y'all, how's everybody doing? Just like that. Just like that. Poof. Just like that. Just wonderful. Just wonderful. You can have Brendan singing in your ear in no time. It's just wonderful. It's fabulous. So, anyhow, that becomes, and it's sugar, Robert. It's not salt that makes the medicine go down. It's sugar. Dr. Dean doesn't like sugar, but she's coming around. Super sugar she likes. It's just regular sucrose, all those things that aren't not quite. But the C is okay in the sugar part, but that's changing. A little Himalayan sea salt's always good for you. Salt of air, we like that too. Okay. Sorry, we're multitasking. Carolyn does it all the time. So now you're back to the thing of allowing you to know. You're asking for the extemporaneous proof that the hypothesis is real. That you are little man is the hypothesis. that you can ascend back to where you were. I guess the art form would be, if you could prove you could become a little man, you could certainly unprove or disprove that you were ever God. Yes?
All right. I have questions regarding my dreams. What is happening?
Well, did that, hold on. Easy, Trigger. Easy. Did that answer your question? Do you have
I like
better?
That response. I did like that response.
We're so thrilled. We live vicariously for your pleasure and delightment. Now, proceed with your next questions.
What's happening when I have proprioception in my dreams? Am I really dreaming?
You're not. You're not dreaming. You haven't dreamed in forever. You haven't dreamed since September of 2012.
And where have I been going?
Where do your dreams say you are?
Somewhere. Somewhere that I have feeling. So I guess that's really my only indication that I'm there, right?
Notice the word social perception. Good. That's good. And then it becomes almost a vibrant pinpoint where you can feel every hair on your body. You notice that when you're there?
I definitely feel my body while I'm there. And I'm trying to just get more grounded in that feeling. How do you recommend doing that?
Then let's not. We know how to. Here's how to do it. Don't ground. You know, it's that awful homily that says, when you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hang on. We say, Lord, suffering cats. The last thing you want to do is get on and hang on for a damn eternity. You're 6 inches off the ground. Turn loose. Let go. Stop trying to ground yourself and start learning to fly. Take up mediation. That might be good. You can just float away. Oh, wait, no, they call it meditation.
I'm trying to do mediation while I'm in the cold. Is that a good practice?
Is it working for you?
I think so. I'm doing pretty good right now.
Well, now we have to qualify your statement here, because when you say cold, 75 degrees is cold for Bob. What's cold for you? Oh, that's Fahrenheit.
Oh, much colder than that.
Well, tell us what
probably
you
32
cold.
Fahrenheit or 0 Celsius. Which
zero Celsius. That's okay with us, but see, Bob would say that's not cold, that's freezing. He says you can eat Lapperts ice cream really, really, really slow at 32 degrees.
So is mediating and freezing temperature a positive process for me?
It's okay. It's okay. But couldn't you just as easily say at 100 degrees Fahrenheit, wouldn't it be just as effective at 100 degrees rather than at 32?
I'm just trying to figure out if there's a chemical effect that makes the process better or worse.
No, there's not. But if it gets you off, baby, we want you to nut. If it gets you off, get it any way you want it. Hot, cold, up, down, under, even anything a rabbit can do to a stump. We're going to bring you to a level here on this realm where you have feeling. You're going to feel in this realm. Now, don't you cry. Don't you cry if you have a little pain to go with that, because pain is feeling too. But you're going to feel in this realm. We can assure you of that. So just so you know, it's very pleasant and very calming to know that. But when you call it, when you summons it, just like you have everything else in your realm and your world, what's so hysterical is that you all but rule your world now. You but within a gnat's ass run it completely right now. We think it's delightful. And yet you're pulling back trying to prove the science. Or how is it the trigonometry teacher would say in school, be prepared to show your work. You're trying to be able to recreate your work as you ascend. You don't think about things like you used to. You don't do things like you used to. You don't even see things. You're like Red Lobster. You see food differently, don't you?
I see everything differently, I would say, since I've started listening to Bob and Carolyn.
Yes. And it's from Babylon to Babylon. Because, see, Babylon fell, so it's a good thing that you're there. And then Carolyn keep you propped up till you ascend, or I guess say the last rites over you if you die, and you just dance on down the line. So let's go back to conditions. Okay, now this is for Carolyn. So you just, we hope you like it too. We want, like I say, we want you to nut more than anything, but this is for Carolyn too. Carolyn, what he's trying to say is does the outside world or the environment, the AO2SO4 formula, now Jeannie Bell can give you the whole formula. Y'all should be able to do it too, but she can do it just like that. She's good at it. Then what happens is, does your body respond to the environment that changes? Are there people on aircraft cruisers being irradiated from Fukushima that are not really being affected by it, filing false lawsuits saying that they're being irradiated and dying, but yet they don't die? The funniest thing ever, we did that earlier. That was from the old stuff. That was old yesterday, today stuff. Now, in here we go. It's on the playlist, so don't worry about it. You can catch up if you want to. Then what happens is the world is changing. So there are exponential factors that are changing, like your cold. Some would say the way the earth is changing, it's almost hard to achieve freezing temperatures anymore as your world warms. And yet we still keep burning everything down, trying to make it warmer yet. But it's not about the heat. It's about the carbon we're trying to achieve. But don't worry, we're fixing to open up them coal mines. Thank you, President Trump. Thank you, President Trump. He's going to open up them coal mines. Y'all fixing to have the right kind of coal. Finally, finally, finally. We're not going to burn it up. We're going to use it for what it was really meant for. You're going to see. Them West Virginia nights are going to be wonderful. I mean, back to the coal mine, Pappy. It'll be great. So, Carolyn, the information he's trying to prove, he's a little too clever by half, and we're not faulting him because we appreciate his work, blah, 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 blah. We're supporting you, blah, 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 and all those pretty words. But the point now becomes he's trying to say that the conditions affect the inference of the condition. The inference of the condition is ascension. And what he's trying to say is, if I do this, 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 and this, can I go back and track my, show my work to prove that I was a god, then a little man, then a god? And we say, wonderful, but if you're just a god, you don't have to show all that. There's no place you have to. But if you want to, that's perfectly fine. Or if you're trying to prove something, to say, this is where I was, and this is where I'm going, this is how it does, yeah, you'll wear yourself out trying to prove it to somebody else because they don't really care. They'll hate you because you're a god and they're not. That's how that goes. But even soften all that up, you're trying to say at the cellular level, do what you're doing with a rabbit. Do what you're doing with a rabbit. See if you can get a rabbit to ascend, and that'll prove your point. How about that?
Well,
animal experiments.
I feel like I'm already there then with my words. So if I'm not trying to prove anything to anyone,
yeah, call PETA. Call PETA. He's hurting. He's hurting bunnies. Call PETA. He's hurting bunnies.
Oof. Why are you gonna say that? Well, again, if I don't have anything to prove to anyone, then I've already arrived, haven't I not?
Don't, yes, you have, but now we're not warring you. We appreciate you. No, no, this is wonderful. There is no problem here. Your question is good. And all we said was, if you're going to do the cold therapy, do the cold therapy. But if you're going to be so...
I'm over the cold therapy, Ian. I'm not worried about that anymore.
No. We don't... Stop. No, we're saying do the OA movements and the cold therapy, and you'll see.
I know, but I'm not a fan of the OA. I don't really see how that's going to be productive for the
other
movements.
You don't even know what
that
is. You don't even...
Yeah, I looked it up. I saw the guy doing the movements.
No.
How are those movements therapeutic?
No. You'll see. How's the cold therapeutic?
Well, there's science that shows what it does to the body.
Jesus fucking God. Now there's science involved. Well, honey, we got to beat science. You're doomed. Poor Carolyn, get him. You better talk to the Carolyn.
Yeah,
you better talk
then
to
you
the
already
Carolyn.
Said it. You already said it. You got the words. You got the intent. So you're there. And some of us have to do the movements, like take my, I was deaf in my right ear. And I had one surgery 50 years ago on my other ear. And nobody thought that any surgery on this 50 years deaf ear would do anything, but they said, okay, well, we'll try it. Nobody had any expectations that it would do anything, but they just wanted my $10,000. So I did the surgery, and now I can hear way better than my other ear. So I think what Ion said to me one day was that I kind of had to prove it to myself that I could do it, but I had to do it, taking action, because I'm very action-oriented. So I don't know if that applies
now,
to what
tell,
you're doing.
Tell him the rest of the story, Carolyn. The problem was you had a calcium
mm-hmm.
buildup. Which what product would take that away, that calcification? Would it be magnesium? The remax?
Yeah.
What the hell? That?
Yeah.
So the very thing that's already is the blessing, but to go through the action, she would say, I need to have an action to make this, to prove this point. And we told her, we said, now wait now, you live with Bob. If you have this, you're not going to be able to turn him off anymore. And he's like, I know, but I'm sure I want to have you. And she's rude that a few times. Now, Bob has to tiptoe around. Because now anything.
I can't do anything I used to do. I used to get away with a lot. I can't get away with nothing now.
They're thinking about getting another house. They're thinking about getting another house so Bob can go stay while Carolyn's sleeping. It's very
the lifestyle I'm used to.
Bob,
I've been living with a deaf person for 50 years that had a lot of benefits there, Ben.
Bob, what were you doing down the garage in the middle of the night, opening and shutting, slamming the door, running up and down the stairs?
I was trying to beat off Ion.
Oh, so that was
she
that Dutch rudder. We knew there was a Dutch rudder in there somewhere. That's good. But see, this is the point. So in any action, now Carolyn took an action, and she asked us about it in advance, and we said, well, of course, knock yourself out. You know, it's fine, too. If it offends you, cut it off. We don't bother us. And so, therefore, it was very successful and very wonderful. Boom. And that outcome is very good. So she is now happy in the knowing, and she has the proof that the reason she can hear is because she had calcification. And she has a product to take care of calcification. Now, the steps that go along with it are also there. But sometimes you have to debride something to allow the blood flow to get to it, to allow the cells to restructure your structure. Sometimes you got so much dead crap on you, you got to sort of exfoliate yourself a little bit. That sometimes helps. Yes, Bert, we're talking about you. And then what happens is your body responds in kind. Then the synaptic nerve endings change. Then you actually become, you get rid of that damn stoic, I don't care about anything motif, and start coming to the land of the living, where things become visceral, tactile, and alive. And then when angels come around you, the back of the hair on the back of your neck will stand up. You can feel, really feel, maybe for the very first time. We got that part. You don't have to do a thing, honey. We got that for you. It's on the way.
I think that does it. I'm not sure if I have any more questions.
Well, what about the intellectual stuff we talked about, Ben, the ideas? I don't know who you were reading, but it was somebody that I thought you should ask Ian about. Who have you been reading lately?
There's the Marshall McLuhan books that I've read. Is there something that I'm not considering?
Yeah, I think it was somebody in the health field or something. Some guy I didn't know that you were reading.
Well, at this point, it doesn't seem... Why do I care about sharing any of this if it just is arguments for my limitations?
Yes. Now you notice he said
no. We don't have any issue. We're just saying there's another side that you've also gonna live. There's another side you're gonna live. See, fuck all that. Then you fuck all that. Are you listening to Vestal Goodman?
I'm talking about the body, the chemical body.
So are we.
So how does Vestal Goodman have to do with the movements?
Oh, it's science. It's aperture science.
And
you never listen to when... Listen to... There's a Vestal Goodman playlist. Ion's Vestal Goodman playlist. I bet you big old Bart will post it for you. That big old Bart, he's something else now. If he ain't nutting his wife right now, he'll post it for you, promise. Regine will post it for you. And you can listen to that and listen to the words of those songs. Like When God's Chariot Comes. listen to those words and look at what they're actually saying. And it kind of describes the esoteric movements that you're moving through. Oh, my God. Look at there. Here it is. Michael, save the day. There you go. Click on that. Marvelous. Then what happens is, and if you need to look at the lyrics, they're available. If you have a goober snatcher, one that's not a Campbell soup can and string, you know, something that's DOS. Folks are stuck in DOS language these days. But you've got streaming internet. It's really great when you get up to there. Then what happens, you can start to be alive. We want you more alive. We want you more alive. We want you crying and laughing at Bob's little girl music and old women music rather than just, well, that was interesting. Is there anything else?
All right. Well, Bob, again, I can't remember the book you were referring to, so
well,
I really don't have any questions.
So we want you humming. We want you humming. Okay, then do Versailles. There you go, Versailles, the show. Watch
the TV.
TV
series.
That'll help you.
Versailles.
TV. Mm. Versailles.
The French Palace. Versailles. Now, the OA movement, it turns out...
You're way too fast. You're way too fast, Bob. Now, see, you argue with us. You argue with us. You didn't even say all the letters. You're spelling things that aren't even correct. You're talking too fast. The people are angry. They're all leaving. There's nobody here on the show, Bob, because we're just not being good. We're just speaking too fast, talking over everybody. Nobody can get anything.
Right. Okay, got that. So Ben, I have these symbols that Ion gave me and Carolyn 8 years ago, and they're the most important symbols in the history of symbolism. And Ion says the OA movements mime the symbols. That's the important point. Somebody put it into the TV show, the gestural part of the meaning of these 13 symbols are in those movements. So that's why they're getting extra, you know, extra-ly hyped by Ion right now.
What do you think about Revelation 23? Did that help you?
I haven't done it yet.
Well, you're still trying to fuck Marshall McLuhan in the butt and you haven't done Revelation 23? How magnanimous of you.
Mark is laughing his head off. He says, I'm fucking dying. I can't breathe.
Well, that's because he's stuck
laughing
his...
At
he's the one.
Joke.
He's the one that has the Campbell soup. He has the Campbell soup can and string. It's his internet connection. We're trying to get into the 21st century, Bob.
So, Bert, when was the last time you talked to Ion? A year ago?
Weeks. It's been weeks.
I mean, Ben, when was the last time you talked to Ion?
This is the first time.
Oh, wow. You've been listening all these years. Well, then you've been, you got a good massage today.
It's very good.
Massage.
Now, your point is, don't make it esoteric. Make it real. It's got to be visceral. If you're going to do something, you should have an outcome. If you're going to do an action, make there be an outcome. You've been playing church too long. It's time to get your damn ass out of the choir and come on back up on the cross so you can feel a little something. No more preaching to
all
the
right.
choir. Get on with it. Or keep that. We don't care.
I feel like I've arrived.
Either way, get on with it. Get on with it. Those are your words.
Oh.
Get on with it. You're doing fine. Everything is well. Blah, blah, blah. But you can't turn around and look at everything that's been done for you vicariously through your life so far. And you should be on your hands and knees, thankful that you've got it as good as you do. An attitude of gratitude around here goes a long way. Are we speaking too fast, Bob? Let's be really clear. What's happening now is now you're getting the benefits of all this that you've done. These are your benefits. They're not ours. They're your benefits. What a charmed fucking life you live. Now start engaging it in a point of power so you can start having the benefits of it. What good is it to be a god and be someone's servant? So, now the engagement begins. We've been waiting for you very patiently, you, for you, on you, by you, since the early 50s. So we're glad you arrived.
Thank you. I've been expecting this moment, I guess.
All right. Very good.
Hey, thanks,
now,
Bob.
Hang out if you can, Bing. You're welcome. Hang out. I'm going to play in a few hours incredible
it's his
new
name.
Information.
It's his name. It's his name, Bang. Bob, is it Bang? Shall we call him Bang from now on?
No, it's B-E-N.
You're speaking too fast. Can't talk too fast.
Yeah.
That's so slow.
Yeah, Ben. Anyway,
yeah, this is very fun.
Tune in.
This is very fun. Now, listen. Don't drink water.
I think you might ask why.
Close your ears. Close your ears, Ben.
Oh, no, I can't have my magnesium water with electrolytes.
Just take it straight. Just take it straight. You don't need a condom. Just take it straight. You don't need no prophylactic.
Ion.
Take it like
ion.
A man.
What's wrong with hydration, Ion?
Well, we don't. If he could get rid of the oxygen, it'd be great. We're trying to make a little shift. He likes to feel things. So we thought we'd dehydrate him just a little bit, put him in the cold, and see if we could wake up them synaptic neurons and get his lipids kicking it just a little bit so that the slobber comes dripping out of the side of his mouth a little bit and the hair will
stand up on his body.
What
about breathing? Do you have any breathing exercises you recommend?
Oh, we don't worry. You don't breathe. You only exhale.
I only exhale CO2. Is there something that I should do to dam up more CO2 in my body? Is that a positive effect?
No. The environment, your world is changing. We've got the environment, see. The heredity side's what you're working with. We've got the environment. You don't have to worry about that. Different levels, different tiers. We're going to be softer for the Canucks, the people up north, so all the Democrats can have a long, slow death down the abyss. So when they all get up there, they'll have a long, slow time to work it out. So they'll know they had a chance, you know, a good chance. But here in Eden, which is what we call your USA, here in Eden, it'll be much more brisk and delicious. Well, for the red states, anyway.
You know, Ben and Ion, what's important about water and magnesium, Ion said many times, refer to magnesium hexahydrate. And what happens with magnesium is it pulls into its ionic realm six water molecules. And that magnesium hexahydrate formation place in the cells, it's pretty awesome. And, you know, I'm not really for you going on a dehydration schedule, and I'd like Ion to say more what you're talking about, why you're recommending this.
He's dead. He's dead. We're trying to get him back alive. He has all the information. He has all the goodies. He's trying to prove his point. He's trying to prove he's the God. Just like when the OA was put into the really, really, really freezing water, which is the most horrible thing in the whole wide world you do. You wouldn't put a baby little baby girl who was scared in the cold, just break an ice frozen lake and dip a baby in that kind of water. Then all of a sudden, till when you desensitized completely, that's when the feeling came. When you desensitize, he's talking about going outside and sitting in the cold, Carolyn. Bob said that's worse than death. That'd be like a day without ice cream, Carolyn. He's talking about Bob's talking about that.
Bob, Ion, Ben told you several times he's over the cold. He experimented with it, and then you agreed, no big deal. He's over the cold.
No. So, good. So if that didn't do it, let's get him a sensory perception that will do it. He wants
no,
to
but during the call,
so
he realized that he had the words, and he's good. He's good.
Okay.
Unless you're
then
educating other
people. Make your water into something else. Only put things in your mouth that are pleasurable. So if you want your water, put it in cocoa, hot cocoa. If you want, drink it into tea. Make it into something. make it in the nice sugary drinks or something. Plain water. Don't have just plain water. Make your water be something else. We want to make the striking
salted water.
Himalayan salted water. With vodka and grapefruit juice. That'll be perfect. Lots of ice.
Who's
That's
next,
great.
Bob? Who's next? Ion's lost it. Ion has totally lost it.
At the end of the day, here's what you need to know. Ben, it's time to start living. That's what this is about.
Are you saying that Ben's focused too much on this experiment, that experiment, do this, do that, try this, try that?
Well, he's trying to figure it out, and we don't want him to figure it out. We want him to do it.
Okay.
Nike said, just do it. Don't figure it out. And note your body. His body's fine. He's perfect. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous, but anyhow, he's
yeah,
fine.
Ben, you're a bodybuilder, et cetera. What have you noticed on the restructure and everything? Because you know how Bert's been saying he's exercising less and growing up to be, you know, monster muscle man.
I could attest to the same effects. Noticed with my training routines, good recovery and good energy levels. And I would say I definitely feel full, but I don't know. I've been on the products for so long, it's hard for me to tell a difference, I guess.
Yeah, you just expect
it. If that makes sense.
Stop.
I mean, I've been taking the RNA years
what
years.
Is the difference in stop? What is the difference in your chest size now than 2 years ago?
I don't know. I've really changed a lot larger physically, and I feel like I'm not as large. But then some people still remind me that I am large.
But if you look at your then you need to look at your difference, the splits. Okay, do your reps. Now all of a sudden you have to be real careful and make a really workout program because you don't go to failure anymore. Have you not noticed that?
Well, I'll also go to failure with my breathing. See, I'm changed my training to different things where I'm more focused on expanding my time in the cold exposure. So I know that's a lot of drain on my nervous system. And so I've been tracking how long I'm doing that, but I want to learn more about that. And so that's why I was asking Ian about that. Or I've been practicing holding my breath longer and creating a longer retention time. So the training
like
is
that.
Different.
We like all that. That's the reason we tell him to quit drinking water. He's already cut himself off from breathing. So that's no water will be good. We'll have him inhaling back before the spring, Carol, and he'll be all right. This one's going to be all right. This one. He's going to be all right. We got this. Do whatever you want to do. We don't care. Do now it's different. Today forward is different. So whatever you do, you better take a note. Get you a little pencil and get you a notepad and you jot it down what's going on. This is me. Take an outline of your body. And like, you know when they have the crime scene when they shoot them in the head and they chalk the body, the outline? Get somebody to chalk you somewhere and then in a week have them chalk you again and see what the differences are. How about that? Would that be better?
Yes.
Excellent. Now, get out there and get busy. Start living. Quit trying to improve something and start having some fun.
I'm having lots of fun. I can't complain about that.
We want you nutting more.
I'm down with that, too.
Get right. Get busy.
That's pretty much it, Carolyn. I've been on the products. I'm trying to be as consistent as possible. I would say that's the most religious thing I do is make sure I have my water with my Remag and electrolytes and the salts and taking my protein in the morning on an empty stomach. I like the way it makes me feel during my breathing and cold exposures. Mm-hmm. And looking forward
that's
to
great.
More.
That's great, yeah. Consistency. It sounds like you started doing it and sort of took your mind off whether or not to do it. You just decided to do it and let it do its work.
That's the way I lived 40 years ago. I lived off Carol's brewer's yeast and brown bread and rigorous outdoor walking.
And Jell-O. Don't forget the Jell-O. Don't forget the Jell-O,
before.
Bob.
No, that was before cosmic awareness.
Okay.
Well, thanks a lot, Ben.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bob.
Yeah, Ben, for a first-time asker, you did awesome.
He kind of got pummeled, though, didn't he? He kind of got pummeled.
He did not.
Leon. Leon said he got a blowjob. Leon said he got a blowjob.
No, Ion, Ben had you on the mat, and you know it.
How about that, though? How about that, though?
How about that, though? Okay, Ben, thanks. Hang in there.
Thank you.
Okay, Ben. So we haven't had word from Corbin in a long time. He's got his hand up. Corbin, did you want to say something?
Yes, I do want to call a bluff and call a frickin' spade a spade, mate. How is everybody doing? All you kiddies and children. Anyway, reference Revelation 23, but I would
Show. This is a family show. This is a family show. We don't say you
guys are being disingenuous, sir. You said you had to bring everybody up to the 21st century. Nonetheless, changing was... You mentioned water earlier. You've already said Arizona's going to be waterfront real estate by the time L.A. gets buried. We got buried yesterday. And then he mentions water. And then I'm sitting in front of a library trying to take shelter because it's raining sideways, you know, and singing Changeling, literally singing for my supper as we speak. You kiddies take notes at home. The Internet is obsolete. Once any technology is implemented, it's over and done with. Get over it. So you ain't bringing nobody up 21st century, dude. And Ion is totally a homunculus. I mean, he is so brilliant in so many ways, and his effects are far in reaching, so don't gouge your five-cent sensorium, as Bob used to call it, because Bob's whole dictionary and vocabulary and articulation has changed, just like the changeling.
He's a sesquifidelian now.
Oh, wait, repeat that. We were talking about slowing things down. I got to dummy down for a minute. Say that one more time, please.
Sesquifidelian.
Don't
be fucking targeted about it, dude. Fucking spell it out in a rhythmically articulative way. You're talking to the big boy. Now, anyway, so Ion, I'm more interested in how Arizona becomes real estate once L.A. is buried. And you've mentioned this once or twice in the last several months, and L.A. is one of the major social experiments in the United States, us Yankees, as you fucking assholes like to be referred to once you leave these borders. And if you don't think it's true, do so. Do so. Go to Kenya, mate. Go to Mogadishu. Go to Somalia. Yeah, you might even just want to cross the pond, mate. And they'll call you a Yankee motherfucker. Anyway, nonetheless, Ion says Arizona's become real estate, and me being in Los Angeles for whatever reason, I think I'm removing, I'm boosting and making angelic the Gentiles in the process. But slow down. We'll speak slower
angels,
so the dynamic is more forthwith.
Angels don't get bar mitzvahed, so they are not Gentiles. Arizona is already real estate. It's going to be oceanfront property. That's what we said.
And how does that apply?
Everything west of Arizona will be in the Pacific Ocean.
Plate tectonics is what you're referring to, sir. The changing of Pangea.
The computer says no. If you say, well,
I don't give a fuck about a computer. What does Ion say?
If you take a plate tectonic and sink it in the ocean, if that's plate tectonics, okay, then that's what it is. But either the land's going to go down or the water's going to come up to cover it. So as long as that's the case, then we agree.
Okay, Dr. Michio Kaku is reckoning, I think he did one of these, like, radio shows where he's talking about the water levels rising like a centimeter or an inch.
You're questioning us, but you're listening to a doctor whose name is Ichikaka. Nice.
That is nice. Beautiful. Succinct. Let's get to the point. Speed it up or slow it down. There is no reference to paradigm. Bobby, how art thou feeling tonight? I feel a rather Shakespearean mode coming on. Ion, how art thou?
Which I see before me, the handle toward my hand. Come, let me clutch thee. I hold thee not, and yet I see thee still. Art thou not a fatal vision, feeling the seeing or sight? Or art thou but a dagger of the mind, a false creation proceeded from the heat-oppressed brain? You mean that one?
That's beautiful, man. Definitely reference that for the kiddies at home.
The dagger speech.
Reference that.
Shakespeare.
Yes, sir.
Dagger
yes,
speech.
Sir.
154
yes, sir.
Lines. Dagger speech. Shakespeare. By Longfellow.
Yeah, from
right?
Which libretto or libretto, you know?
Well, you want us to do it in Hebrew?
Maybe. We might do that by the end of the evening. If I can get your attention for, like, more than 5 seconds, that's a beautiful thing as far as humanity is concerned. you fucking need that. Anyway, go ahead.
We did that.
One more time. You referred that you were bringing everybody out. I want you disingenuously agree that the internet is now obsolete. It's just a matter of communication. Like, you know,
what
Steve Jobs
talking about. We never said anything about the internet. Are you fucking nuts? We said that media.
Yeah, I'm pretty
nuts.
No, wait.
Wow, you crazy fucker. We're saying everything is in your phone. You don't even use a computer anymore. You don't know anything. You don't have to know anything. You just speak. And Siri tells you what you need to know. And that's not has nothing to do with mediaecology. That's what CNN says is happening, occurring, being, doing, and having. And if you listen to CNN, you'll be voting Democrat for the next election, but it won't matter because your ass will be 25 feet under the fucking sea. So we don't really care what you think. It's going to be all right with us. So you better ascend and be a god so you can swim your way back to Arizona and see if you can get you some real estate.
I am a god, Ion. That's what says you, mate. Anyway, nonetheless, I pretty much got all that, but you think I'm referring to a computer. No, Steve Jobs had this brilliant idea, and he made a fortune. Basically, you can have a smart pad
in
your home.
He's dead.
Well, what's the difference between life and death?
Well, one has an itchy caca and one doesn't.
Oh, and I got an itchy caca sometimes, so what do we do about that?
Well, then you must be in the land of the living.
I'm starting to feel like a reaper, man. Like, basically everybody I meet, I'm getting ready
well,
to tell
in
me.
The sickle. Thrust in the sickle and reap.
Oh, dude, don't tell me that. That's messed up, bro. That's really disingenuous.
Why not?
Mr. God, I will listen. I know nothing.
Paging Mr. God. How are you ready?
Hello?
These days? Mr. God, are you saving their souls, Mr. God? Are you healing the sick, Mr. God? What are you doing for them, God? Are you worthy?
Okay.
Are you a God that is praised?
He answered that he's a God, so that's okay. Let's move on to Ed. Go ahead, Ed.
That was very nice. Poor Carolyn. Carolyn, take some magnesium, honey. It'll help the hiccups.
She's not listening.
She's laughing herself. She's laughing.
Yeah.
She's laughing herself off.
Yep. Okay, go ahead. Ed had a question, I think.
Hello, Ion. Hello, Bob. Hello, Carolyn.
What,
hello, Mom. Hello,
greetings.
Dad.
Hey, John Boy. Hey, Carolyn. Hey, Grandpa. Hey, Grandma. Good night, Sue Ellen. Mm-hmm. Are you well? Are you better? Tell us the news. Give us the update. We like it. Are you dead yet?
I was on death's door, Ion.
Good. Okay, that's good. Now, let's get you back from that. Tell us about what's going on now.
I stopped taking the restructure, and I feel much better.
Great. Good for you. That's wonderful.
Am I still a god?
Well, you're becoming. You weren't a god yet.
You don't ask it.
You wouldn't. It, wait, that wouldn't work. That wouldn't. If we're going to take you back to the tomato plants, Ed. Don't be easy.
Well, we all know we're God, but we just use Ion to bounce off our questions like that.
Okay. To get you off, that's all that really matters to us.
So Ion, when the printing press was invented, was it developed in other worlds before it was brought to this world?
No, here first.
And Gutenberg was actually
worlds,
a gold.
Never, hold on just a second. Let's clean that up. Some worlds still never got it. They're far more advanced than yourself. Far more. They
really?
Never had to fall. They never had to fall. See, the problem with the reading is now you have a bias that judges that you are. See, before there was a printing press, do you realize you didn't know you were a sinner? You didn't know.
And these worlds that did not develop a printing press, did they ever go into the electronic age?
Nope, didn't have to.
So electronic age is not required in those worlds.
It's not required in yours either.
And Gutenberg was actually a goldsmith. So what was he doing fooling around with the printing press?
He was trying to copy what Archimedes also failed to grasp.
In these other worlds where they didn't develop the printing press, do they have mass communication?
They certainly do.
How do they mass communicate?
They just know. They say eureka, a tremendous amount of the time. They just communicate. They just know. Okay, wait a second. Let's get this. We can do this. How do they communicate? Okay, look at your hand. Can you see your hand, Ed?
Yes.
Move your fingers and look at your fingers move and watch them move.
Okay.
Now, you and I communicated just then, but then you did an action. Did you communicate that action to your fingers? How did you communicate that action to your fingers?
Well, that's what I wanted to do, and my fingers moved.
And did you? Okay, and that's how they communicate, person to person.
Okay.
It's the same connection. It's the same connection. Do you know what SOS means, Ed?
Shit on shingle?
No, save our ship. That's what SOS means. That's what the communication, when you all else fails, you put out an SOS signal. And everyone knows that SOS, well, maybe you don't know, maybe you should know, that someone's ship is in jeopardy. That SOS is a universal type of correspondence, as it were. And yet, in a universal correspondence, you're not aware of, you see, it's the rub. So that's what media ecology, that's the disadvantage of media ecology. But don't worry, you're catching up quickly, because right now, guess what, Ed? WFD, what's the BFD? All of a sudden, we're communicating. You know what we meant when we said, what's the big fucking deal? And we didn't have to write that or say it, and it's just those letters, and you knew. So you're going back. You're going back to the non-media ecology stance of knowing. See, people used to read the Farmer's Almanac. You're an information farm, so going into the implementation process might be good for you. Now what happens is you have an implement that you put into the ground to till the ground. You see, you stir it up a little so that it doesn't have compaction. Now, words are an example of compaction. That's why the grass won't grow where you drive the tractor through the field a great deal. It makes like a road where the grass grows in the middle. That's called compaction. An implementation will till the soil and break it up, see, so that seeds can flourish and the soil can bring forth vines and or plants and or fruit. Okay, so what you want to do is you don't want compaction from the media ecology. You want a tilled, fertile soil. You can even do it in a furrow if you want to, but you can just broadcast seed it too. It's perfectly all right. Then what happens is you start creating. You don't have to worry about where the rows are back in media ecology. You can just enjoy the benefits of a beautiful garden.
Can we visit these other worlds where the printing press was not developed or there's no media ecology?
Of course. Some would say that fucked up place you live in, Oahu, is almost replete of the printing press.
Did Marshall McLuhan in his travels, did he visit those worlds that did not have media ecology?
He can't even live long enough to pay for the damn coach house. No, he didn't go anywhere to get anything. No, it's obvious from his work he'd been better off. Yeah.
No, that's not right, Ian. You said years ago that McLuhan could parallel world, and he went to worlds and he saw the role of the printing press. Is that it was the constant in all those worlds.
He saw
the
world.
He saw the world,
but he didn't go to that world. He saw the world.
He saw the world that had a printing press.
Where the printing press was not. That's where he got the printing press. Not that where he brought a printing press back. Where he saw a world where there was no printing press. And that's how he was able to accurately describe media ecology, Bob.
So you used to say that he saw the printing press in other worlds and that it was a constant among many worlds. So that's where he got the idea to focus on the
now,
printing press.
There are,
now
there
you're
are
saying
many,
that he saw a world that had no printing press, and that gave him the idea of media ecology.
No, that gave him the – they told him he was able to break down media ecology and explain how ridiculous it was. He did see worlds that had it, because some worlds do, and he said, okay, that's the concept, but that's not what he did. He spent the rest of his work then talking about how ridiculous media ecology was and how it's going to fall and how it wasn't going to last and how you go to mass just so you can get massed up and how you get fixed up so you can know that. And you can't know that because you can't know anything. Then you read the book, know the book reads you. Then you eat a pussy, know the pussy eats you, Bob. That's what it says, and that's what he said. And it's like, oh, no, wait now, that's how that goes, and I would never belong to a party that would allow me to join them. Then he undid everything from that same conspiratorial ramification. Same thing happened to you, Joe Dunn Sloan.
What did Joe see that undid him?
The abyss. He saw the abyss.
What did he think he saw in the microscope with the paramecium and the lighted paramecium?
The gold and the light and the stone and the wiggles and the bobs and the lobes and the nodgers and the bits and the togs and the lobes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think that was?
That's what he thought it was. That's what we said.
The golden light. He thought it was
the
sun's light.
Yeah, esoterically, yeah. He was
so
wrong.
What was it then?
That's what he thought.
Yeah, if he was wrong,
not
what
that.
Was it that he saw? What did he see?
Little amoebas.
Okay. Back to you, Ed.
Is Marshall McLuhan mass communicating now?
No.
Is he still writing books?
Hell no. He never wrote a book yet. The books wrote him.
He did say, Ed, mentioned he wrote the book on Sam E., he said, did I write that? He did say that to Dave Mickey, a famous DJ in the early 60s in Canada.
But his name is on
Lord.
The book.
Oh.
Yeah, but Margaret, Margaret wrote most of that. So good. Margaret's name's not on the book. So.
that's secretary, Margaret Stewart. But he didn't put Herbert Marshall McLuhan on the books. He put Marshall McLuhan. And the pun was on being Wyatt Earp Marshall, because the TV show Wyatt Earp, whatever it was called, Gunsmoke or something, was popular on TV in
the
early
60s. The Rifleman.
Yeah, the Rifleman and those guys. So he took the name Marshall to mean the sheriff, because he knew people were living in Bonanza Land. So it was a pun. When he said Marshall McLuhan, he meant the sheriff. You got that, Ed? New knowledge there, Ed.
Thanks, Bob.
I'm glad you quit the products and you're living now. That's good.
Oh, well, I almost
you have to start over again, Ed.
Yes, I'm restarting.
So what you have to do is you should try to descend. You should try to descend and then start back from scratch. And maybe you have another go at it. Maybe you'll get it better this time. What do you think? You could try that. Couldn't wait.
No, I want to ascend, but I was feeling like crap. I was waking up feeling like I was dying. And then when I stopped,
like
I woke up and I felt fine. And, you know, I might look like crap too. Now I look better and I feel better. Am I deluding myself?
That's on the road. Don't worry. It works. Hey, it makes no difference. Delusion. Delusion is in the eye of the beholder, isn't it? That was fun. So as long as you live to complain about it, you're alive. You're fine, Ed. Keep going. It'll be good. We'll help.
Yeah, and I'm going to, you know, try to work my way back on. I'm a god, so I'm experimenting.
Trump,
you know, I'm
Trump,
trying to see what.
Trump.
Okay, is Trump
good,
destroying
Trump.
Mass communication or media ecology?
He's done away with media ecology. That's over. What he's doing now is he's doing just like the fireside chats, which is where this whole thing began. This is now the completion. You've obsolesced it. Now you're completing it. The fireside chat, you were just a boy when that was going on. When you were watching the radio, as you recall. Then what happens is now they would get the fireside chats, and the president would come into your house and tell you all the news that was news across a living and non-living nation, that he could bring you pearls and platitudes, plethoras of wisdoms and ongoing strength from the president. You didn't have to have it filtered through anything. It was raw, uncut. Jerry Springer, whooper, whooper, kill the bitch. Just raw, tendonless, fresh, right through the radio. Now what's happening? Donald Trump's getting right back on there, and he cleans it right up. You're a liar. You're a liar. You're not fake news. You're very fake news. Well, you have a bad show at 10 o'clock. You have a panel that always comes against me no matter what. But don't worry. Your ratings are so bad, it's not having any effect on me, just so you know. And now if you look at the CNN, they really are. They don't do news anymore. They're only trying to argue. They only get their news about Donald Trump is when they read his tweets, which is why everyone else in the country and the world is laughing their ass off. LOLLMASOSFFBBBB. They're laughing themselves this because they have better access to the president than fucking CNN. How cool for school is that? And he'll tell you just exactly how the milk got in the coconut. You have no idea what's going on. I inherited a damn mess. This is the fucked upest thing you ever seen. I'm in a swamp. I've moved into a smaller house in a worse neighborhood on a dead-end street. And you're giving me grief because I own a hotel that I rent from your government? Oh, yeah, that's me. But that my hotel is my hotel, which was your old post office at Benjamin Franklin's day, is nicer than the White House. It's scheduled for a teardown. And he's stuck in a damn Oval Office that you can't even piss in the corner, but he got rid of all the abomination off of it. He's finally gotten some, cleaned the rugs and put some decent furniture in there and bringing some things back to life. We're glad to see some drapes have come back and some color gone back into the White House. And we're going to bring some Baldwin brass fixtures and hinges to help the place a little bit, but it's pretty tough. But then what happens is now he's saying, okay, let's go. He doesn't have a staff. He doesn't have a cabinet. He doesn't have any of his cabinet at all. They have this room with these 100 chairs where his cabinet's supposed to fit. There's 3 fucking people in there, and he's running the goddamn government all by himself with his little twatter and Kelly and little Spicer, which is that little girl on Saturday Night Live that screams a whole lot and throws her legs up and wears the bangles trying to sell. He's trying to sell Ivanka's jewelry. He's trying to save everything else. He's trying to keep the boys together. He's trying to keep all the business deals together. He had nothing to do with Russia. He didn't talk to Russia. He don't know Russia. Now Angela Merkel has just shut down Deutsche Bank because they run out of money. They're going to kill the euro, but we already told you all that. Then they're going to bring it all right back up and have the Deutsche Bank bring back the German mark. And that's how they're going to try to save the damn place. But it's not going to work. So she's aligning up with Vladimir Putin that's going to go against Donald Trump to try to stop ISIS, which is what Donald Trump wants to do anyway. So he's going to make them throw all the Serbians out of Germany, which is she let every damn one of them in there. They're going to throw them all in back into Serbia and bomb them so they're all taken
care of. Then Vladimir Putin and Angela Merkel are going to kill ISIS and take care of it. Donald Trump's not going to pay for a goddamn thing. He's going to sit there and tweet about how awful Mr. Spicer does not reflect his accurate movement and when he tries to go to eat at 21 Club in New York City, and why Mar-a-Lago is his, and he doesn't care what they say, and then the president, the White House, is going to have to pay him for the use of his estate to house the president of the sitting United States. So he's got it pretty much under control.
And you said President Trump has no staff. Does he have a crown?
He has an orb. He most certainly does have an orb.
A lot of the mainstream press is saying that the president is destroying democracy by saying that the press
the Democrats. He's destroying every one of the Democrats. He is. He absolutely is. You fix and have an autocracy. An autocracy. Yep. You fix to see it. Yeah. Democracy's gone. The them yellow dog Democrats, they're done.
Now, there's kind of a similar situation with the press regarding Brexit in the UK.
Don't you mean pull? They're not really the press anymore. Aren't they more the pull?
I don't understand, Ian. The pull.
Oh, did you ever watch The Three Stooges when you were a boy?
Yes.
When they had the little buttons that said press, and then Curly Joe got up there and it was pull because they got it out of the water.
So now you pull.
See? Well, we see, the press isn't a press anymore. Now they're a pull. They're trying to drag you into it. They're trying to make news because there is no news. They're pulling it. They're not pressing it anymore. Used to, they were forced to. When Walter Cronkite was around, he actually went by what was news. You never had to wonder if something was a goddamn lie that came out of the Washington Post. Now, everything you assume is a damn lie, and you have to prove it backward now. Damn, even the editorials are ridiculous. It's the point. But now on Sunday they have a samurai Sudoku. Now that's really wonderful, where they have five Sudokus put together and they overlap each other. So you're really solving five at one time. Now that's the only good part of the Washington Post. Other than that, the rest of it's just a filthy rag and not worth the money. You don't have to pay for it. But it's all on release now. The government pays for that. They subsidize it. So you don't even pay for the newspaper anymore, and they don't print them anymore. And they just put them on your looky box, but you don't read it because if it's more than 140 characters, it's above your pay grade. Communication is the trick, and 140 characters or less, or stop speaking to me. You're saying it's too many words. You're speaking too fast. It's not. You don't mean anything. You're not saying anything. It doesn't matter anyway. Whatever you say, it does. Does it change anything? No. Does it help me? No. Does it hurt me? No. Is it? No. I don't know. Now we're back to what a rabbit can do to a stump, and you don't even like rabbits, so it's like okay. How much is a keto paying you for this? You're getting a lot of rants. We're trying to get a keto in business. How much is he paying you to do all this work?
Oh, you know, I can't talk about that, Ion.
Oh, that's good. See, now there you go. Brevity. We love brevity. Okay. Are you going to ask us about the queen, too? Because we got some stuff on that, too. But don't do that. Go with your next question. You're on a roll. We're going to Vegas after this, Ed. We're going to Vegas.
In England, the High Court ruled that they wanted government to slow down on its actions as far as Brexit, because they say that the parliament has to approve before the government, can't act with government alone. And the press in England then came down and said, these judges who handed down this ruling are enemies of the people. And so the Britain Supreme Court came back and they said the press is undermining the rule of law. So is the rule of law so fragile in England that the press can actually undermine the rule of law and maybe they would no longer have a rule of law?
Well, you're going to take them. They're going to be it'll be left to the high court judges. They'll be the punny judges.
The punny judges?
Yeah.
Oh, puns.
Do you know how to spell? No. Do you know how to spell that?
No.
P-U-I-N.
S-N-E. Was that too fast for you?
No, that was just right.
Good. Bob's been getting on to us because we run off a little bit. See, when you get outside of Wales, you've got to have the High Court. And the High Court pulls all of England and Wales. That's where the division comes. That's why they call them that way.
So you mentioned the Queen. The Queen is actually the head of the High Court, isn't she? Or Parliament?
She most certainly is. She is it's her High Court. And that includes the Court of the Appeal and the Crown Court.
So Theresa May will get the parliamentary approval to start the divorce talks for Brexit?
Oh, yeah, that's done. That's over.
Okay.
Yeah, that's over. Hallelujah. Ding dong, the witch is dead. Agnes Moorhees did her damnedest, but it didn't work on this one.
I endorsed her Trafalgar Square plinths. And if anybody wants to know, you can just Google the Trafalgar Square plinth. You'll hear about the fourth plinth. The plinths are the base for statues. So on top of the plinth, you might have a horse or some other statue or Winston Churchill or whoever. There's a plinth in Trafalgar Square Ion's been talking about. There's nothing on it. It's a white stone. And Ion has mentioned that he might put Bob on there or he might put themselves on there.
It's possible. We're leaning toward Bob just because the heir of Bob, aristocracy of Bob is, see, Renee, we could do Renee too, because we actually, unlike Bob, we like Renee. And we could do Renee because it's this transubstantiation of all the goodness that is Bob. See, it's not heredity, it's environment. Okay? Because, see, a true servant's heart is why you would build a graven image that should be worshipped amongst the gods that are worshipped. So we'll probably go into Bob and or Lapperts. We'll probably honor Lapperts in the we're trying to decide if we want to do with an osmium, something out of osmium, or the new vulcanized bronze. It's kind of shiny, iridescent. We have some other choices, but within the new carbonite, the new sea, we can probably do something really great fun out of that, but it's going to outdo everything else in Trafalgar Square. Just saying. It's pretty exciting.
Yep.
We haven't quite decided. We have to ask Carolyn first. Everything has to meet her approval. She has to check off to say it's okay first.
Could that then be an image of Bob holding a quart-size container of Lapperts?
Well, it's more like a quart and a half when they fill the top and put all the stuff on it. So it's probably like at least a quart and a half. Well, let's do it this way. It's 2,700 calories. That's what it is in one sitting.
Okay.
Need to do it three times a day. Doesn't bother him a bit. Oh, no. Were we not supposed to say how many calories it was? We're sorry. We didn't mean it. Okay, two calories. It's just two calories. Sorry. Ooh. Lord, Bob, sorry. Carolyn didn't know that. If she'd have known that, that shit would have been stopped long ago. We're sorry. We disavow.
Hey, Ed.
Now,
Ed, do you want to know what it was in Restructure that wasn't agreeable to you?
You mean ask Ion that?
Uh-huh.
Ion, what was it in the Restructure that was causing me to feel like I was dying when I woke up in the middle of the night?
Your disability of living.
Well, see, I would appreciate it if you could explain that.
Hear the motorcycle?
I did.
Yeah. Did you hear that backwash? That see?
Yes.
If that's a motorcycle trying to be a BMW or an Audi or a Maybach, it wouldn't sound like that, okay? So you are having good fuel as a motorbike sounds like what just went by your casa. Now, if you were a Maybach, it wouldn't make that noise. Do you see? So your condition of your body is overreacting or overheating or over-responding to good fuel. Now, to be fair, when they spin down the actual RNA and the restructure. It's going to help it, help that be more cohesive. But it's not fair because others don't have the ability to digest it at all. So it would overwhelm them. So we were doing it in a stage or two to sort of give them a break, to give them a taste of it. But when it's spun down, it will make it much easier for that to apply. But it's the argumentative conditional response that allows your body to have the food that, I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Me, oh my, I'm sure she's going to die, the lady who swallowed the fly, because she ate a goat, because she ate a horse, of course, and that's what happened. Then you can bring it all the way back down and say, okay, there was nothing in the restructure other than the smaller size would be easier to be processed in your, we wouldn't want to say fragile body because that's inappropriate in every way. What it is the your body's ability to embrace that in nutrition. But you found that disturbing. But I mean, like you say, when you restart it, smaller level, smaller amount, it will help you. It won't be so egregious.
When you say smaller amounts, do you mean that the particles in the restructure will be smaller, or I should take less restructure?
Yes to the first one, and yes to the second one.
So would half a scoop, would that be appropriate?
That would be a good place to start. But now you're the one having the trouble, so you adjust it. You know,
okay.
You might take a teaspoon.
Okay.
You might take a teaspoonful and put in some bourbon. Maybe that's a ticket. You need to put in bourbon. Sip on that for breakfast. Have a little bourbon for breakfast. It couldn't hurt.
There goes Ian careening off the rails.
It's good. Maybe you need some complex sugar. Maybe you need some complex sugar, and that would be right in it. And isn't that a sucralose grain alcohol?
Was the RNA powder and the restructure just driving things too fast for Ed?
No, it's too big for him. It's too big.
Too big.
He's been doing this a long time.
Yeah,
darling. He's doing well. He's doing well.
Yeah, what Ion is saying that we're grinding the RNA powder down finer and finer. We didn't start with it ground right down. That's, you know, like a Pico thing, because that would have been too intense. So your body.
So
Ion.
The lack of the white stones were tickling his gut, which he wasn't accustomed to. But smaller, they won't.
Okay, just like that. Okay, good.
All right,
good. We're trying to get him to move
to the Garden of Eden. We're trying to get him to move to the Garden of Eden.
Right.
So
yeah, Ed doesn't know that so when we go stealth, we're coming over there with him.
Yay.
And they'll bring their own skull hole, though. Don't worry. They got their little accoutrement. They can dig up stuff and stuff. It'll be great. They're going to put them in the tomato patch.
I had heard that Donald Trump is going to issue a stamp of his rear end on the stamp. So everyone will have to lick his posterior to send their mail.
That's
perfect.
True. No, actually, he won't do that. You know why? Do you know why? Because $16 billion a year are wasted on the goddamn post office that doesn't send any mail. He will put that stamp on the front door of all the post office that he closes as he shuts that non-moneymaker down. You can use Fed Up. That's merging FedEx and UPS.
Ion, you leave the post office alone. We ship all our most of our boxes by USPS, and it's doing good work. So let's think about that.
So if he tacks his stamp on the on the doorpost of the post office, that kind of be like Martin Luther in the Reformation. Hey, Ion, in the second season of Stranger Things, is 11 going to become 12?
No.
Okay.
No, we're going to solve the low T. We won't have to deal with it anymore. You're going to find out how to overcome low T in season 3. Most of it's out, you know.
Okay. Thank you, Ion. Thanks, Carolyn. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks a lot, Ed. Good questions.